I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Da-da. It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
29 degrees right now, but we will be getting into the 50s at some point today. Nice day until it's not. Looks like rain around dinner time, but up until that time, a little cloudy. Everything will be okay. Tomorrow, the nice weather is back, at least temperature-wise, high of 66, but it looks like it's rain until the end of our lives.
Oh, God.
So, cool. Put on a raincoat.
Oh, no.
Can we talk about education?
I'll try.
All right, so Kimmy's just going to talk by herself for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I can help, but sure, let's do it.
All right, so I am, my oldest now is 14, and she's got a couple of older friends that are now looking at colleges and things like that,
yeah,
which is blowing my mind.
Yep.
That, like, I'm already at that point. Like,
damn, right, fast.
Yeah, and it's the money.
Oh.
The money part.
Come on, please.
The money thing.
You ruin your retirement.
So I'm talking to a buddy of mine, well, one of the dads of her friends, and he's telling me how his daughter is now looking at colleges, and they're going on college tours and going to look at all these things.
Mm.
And he mentions there are two schools that they're going back and forth over.
Yeah.
So this girl apparently is very bright, because one of the schools that she's looking at is Princeton.
Wait, the high end.
The Princeton. Ivy League, no big deal.
Yeah.
Like one,
one of your top schools in the world.
Was that like one? It is.
It would have to
be. A very good school.
Well, think about all the major universities around the world. We have most of them.
Well, Oxford. It's like the oldest college in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, okay, except for Oxford.
Except for like the best one.
All right, so London's got Oxford.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that where it is?
I think so.
That's it. That's all. That's
no,
all
I think there's another college in like the Middle East somewhere that's been open for like 1,000 years.
No, but I mean like top school.
I'm
like,
pretty sure if you've been able to keep your doors open for 1,000 years, you're a top
school.
I'm
pretty sure we're not smart enough to know.
True.
Kimmy, will you Google what the oldest college in the world is?
Oh, well, yeah, it probably is like someplace where like the world started.
Yeah, that would be pretty impressive.
Yeah, like Jerusalem or something.
Oh, you're talking about Jerusalem University?
Yes, yes, yeah.
Okay, this is how dumb I am. I don't even know how to pronounce this. The University of... Al Karouin.
Oh, wasn't that the name of Superman's parents?
Yeah, it is so, yeah. Located in Morocco.
Okay, maybe that's
ooh, Morocco.
I was close, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
Africa, around there.
I don't know where Morocco is.
No,
wait, Morocco's in Africa?
Isn't yeah. Morocco in Africa?
I thought it was like
on
in
the
Europe.
Coast.
Coast of Africa.
Isn't where they have that fancy casino?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Midnight out in Morocco.
Morocco.
Anyway, so one of the college choices that this yeah. girl's looking at is Princeton. And he goes, but I'm leaning to Princeton's expensive.
Yeah.
I guess, right? So he goes, I'm trying to like, he goes, it's nice and be good for it, everything, but I'm trying to talk her into something a little more affordable. And I go, well, all right, well, what do you think? Yeah. He goes, well, I've got her.
What's the next one on the list?
SUNY Brockport.
Oh, I thought you were going to go another high end.
No.
That's a big step down.
Okay, hold
great
on.
Great school.
Hold on.
Yeah, but not when you're looking at Princeton.
But I mean, like, it's.
Like, I know Princeton. You know Princeton.
It's yeah,
we
Ivy
all know
League,
Brockport.
Different level.
Also, but that's a. That's down.
Okay, it's not a down step as far as education
depends
goes.
Depends on what you want to do, too.
Well, it is.
No. Bro.
You're going to tell me a Brockport education is worth as much as a Princeton
okay, well, see,
education?
That is a loaded question. Mm-hmm. Because,
I got many.
Okay. Because there have been several studies done.
Yeah.
And, take them for whatever you're worth. Mm-hmm. You can look them up if you want. That the education you get at an Ivy League school is not necessarily better than the education you would get at a college. The Ivy League school offers you better connections.
Or you'll meet movers and shakers.
Things like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I mean, that's right. The benefit of going to like the higher end, more prestigious colleges. And I'm sure, maybe you're right. Maybe there are people that have had experience in the industry more than there would be at other colleges. But again, it all depends, Kimmy, on what professors are teaching at what time.
Also depends on like what you're going for. Like to do this stupid job.
Hey.
We don't...
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter where you go. You just need that degree.
It's the best we can do. Mm-hmm. Tommy and I
yeah.
got a college degree. You don't have to be all mean about it.
No, I'm just saying, like, I feel like you really like wasted your time and money getting a Princeton degree doing this job.
Yeah, you would.
I don't think she's going into radio.
But that's my point. Depends University on like what you're what
we knew
going
a guy,
to do.
We knew a guy that worked here.
Yeah.
He went to, I want to say it's Bard.
Baird?
Like Baird or Bard. It's like a really high-end school.
I thought Baird was a girls-only school.
It used to be. I don't know if
did you see how he walked? But he got like a communications degree. Like, and it was super expensive even back in the day to work on the B.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know. I just found it interesting. Not as far as education quality goes.
So what'd you find interesting?
But as far as price goes. All right, Kimmy, I didn't look this up yet because I wanted to be surprised on the air.
Mm.
Can you Google what a year at Princeton costs? Versus a year at SUNY Brockport.
Gotta be 20G.
Because the debate becomes prestige and potential future versus what it costs to send your kid to college. Because, like, look, whether or not Princeton gives you a better education, you're gonna brag that your kid goes to Princeton.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a name.
I mean,
it's a brand.
It's kind of why you pay to go, because you get to be like, well, you know, my child goes to Princeton.
No, it's the Harvard of college.
Okay. But, if you're paying or help paying for school, right, like that SUNY Brockport degree looks really, really, really good.
Oh, yeah, you got to chintz out.
And we're going to find out how good. Kimmy?
Okay.
What is 1 year at Princeton cost?
So this is before any aid or anything like that.
Okay.
So this is with tuition and other costs, including like books, room and board, on campus stuff. $84,000.
Kiss my ivy hole, bro. 85G.
84, 5.
You better open up a lot of goddamn doors.
Ooh,
again, I don't know what you're going to qualify for, so maybe that comes down a little bit, but I'm guessing you're still going to be quite a bit.
Can we get the annual tuition at SUNY Brockport
sure
when you get
can.
A chance? $84,000, so 4 years. Let's call it four. Let's call it 100 grand.
Oh, yeah.
400 grand.
That's $400,000.
Oh. Oh,
you're
no.
in the hole.
And that's just undergrad, by the way. If you go to Princeton, you're not just going to get a four-year degree.
So
you're
that means I got to go for two more?
Well, depending on what you want to do, a year, two, three, who knows?
Three?
Well, it depends on what. My wife had to go for another 8 years.
Well, I know doctor's different, but like if I just want
to. Well, what if she wants to be this kid wants to be a doctor?
What's a master, two?
It depends on your program.
Yes, again, like I just said, one, two, three, four, depends on how many.
Look at me, man. I ain't
never
been.
You ask stupid questions, you get stupid answers, stupid. What do we got for SUNY Brockport?
$27,000.
That sounds
just
good.
over $27,000.
That's kind of
well. That's room and board.
Yeah,
well,
but that's everything too. Like you said, that's room and board.
That's a $60,000 difference, Tommy.
I get it.
That's a $250,000
man,
difference.
I thought SUNY would have been about like five.
But well, that's the reasonable school now. I mean, that's what you're
27.
I mean, I don't know how much unless you go to community college. I don't know how much. You know, difference there's going to be.
Well, is that in-state or out-of-state, too? Because there are all those programs now where you can get really expensive.
I believe this is in-state.
Okay. But let's say, I mean, look, let's say it is $27,000. Again, a four-year degree, Princeton versus SUNY Brockport, is a quarter million dollar difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're being awfully nonchalant about a quarter million dollars.
I always figured like those Ivy League schools were going to be like priced just for millionaires.
I didn't think it was that expensive.
I didn't either. I thought 20G.
Oh, 252 WCMF. Man, this changes.
Well, I think like even like the U of R is about $80,000 a year. I mean, like that's not that far out of the question.
On the Jeff.
It's not on Jefferson Road.
I think RIT. RIT's got to be the same now, right?
RIT's up there, too.
All right, let's see. Kimmy, can we get a shot? And keep in mind.
Which one would you like?
Kimmy gets a W-2 from RIT, so we may not be able to trust what she says. $4! give me RIT room and board. But I don't know. Like, I look at a place like RIT. You see the geniuses that come out of that place and, like, the technology.
But they're all, like, engineers and stuff.
Well, I mean, there's different schools
so
at RIT.
So RIT is about $75,000.
Okay,
God damn.
You're still saving 10 off the Princeton
price. You're still on the Jeff, man. You're living in a Henny.
Bro.
Hey, you ain't living in no Princeton.
No, Princeton's in one of the worst parts of New Jersey.
Where's that?
Yeah.
Princeton. I've been to Princeton. Princeton is...
Is it Princeton that's, like, in a ghetto?
Like a lot of the Ivy League. There's a couple Ivy Leagues.
There's like one I know of where like their rowing program is right next to a slum. Like the sheds where they keep the rowing.
That might be Princeton. Because no, Yale, I've been to Yale too. That is
maybe
a scary
Yale.
Place.
It's like it's in the hood.
No, I there's another college when I was doing stand-up comedy. Again, 252 WCMF, we're talking about a buddy of mine. He's telling me last night his daughter's looking at colleges. He goes, she's looking at Princeton and SUNY Brockport. And I was like, I didn't know those two things could be together at the same time. We just found out what they cost. I was playing another college in, what's the town Yale is in Connecticut?
Cambridge?
Maybe. No, that's Massachusetts, you idiot.
Cambridge. Maybe it's in Princeton.
Connecticut. Town of Princeton. Anyway, whatever town I was in, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And
I
New Haven.
New Haven, thank you. So I figured because Yale was there, it was going to be.
It's a rough area.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And it's like right there.
Yes. I didn't get booked at Yale. I got booked at the college of the cooking college.
But that's why the rowing team is so fast.
252 WCMF. We're talking college and price. This is not a fun conversation for me anymore.
Oh, bro.
I don't like this.
You're screwed, too, because your wife went high end. She went Ivy League, right?
Yeah.
So she's going to want her kids to get the same or even better because, like, she went Ivy League from Trailer Park to Ivy.
One of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs.
Trailer Park to Ivy. I don't know the rest of
God, yeah, if you would have went to college, maybe you would have figure it out. Even a SUNY Brockport degree would have got you a rhyme, you stupid bitch.
Kiss my ivory hole.
Shut up. Ivy and ivory don't rhyme.
Yes, they do.
Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Duff. Good morning. You know, buddy, there's always the other aspect of things, too. Not everyone goes to college.
No, I understand. We're talking about a guy whose kid is going to college.
I got a cousin who can't put a shoelace through his shoe. He runs CSX Railroad.
Hey, remind me to never get on a train ever again.
making over $150,000 a year. No college education. I have a federal job, six figures last year, no education.
No big deal.
I went to Brighton Stratton for a semester till my chap and pel came in. I gave it all to OTB.
No, like the...
All right.
Joe, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you have to go to college. I just can't believe
living
that...
Living in America.
Railroads. You weigh the options, you know, like... What are you looking for? You know, you weigh the options. If you're looking to make a career, there's careers out there without that four-year, five-year loan payment book.
No, I got it, Joe. I got it. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. All right, so here's a little bothersome. You would think, with our listeners, if you listen, knowing that you and I did not go to college.
No.
Well, I went for 14 days to community college, right? We're not here saying you have to go to college.
No.
And it is hard to have these conversations, whether it's on the radio or with anybody else, because, like, again, this is just a situation.
It goes without saying. We're just talking about tuition and
Yeah, no, I'm just talking about my buddy and, like, I didn't think Princeton SUNY Brockport. Yeah. Like, you can't have the conversation without someone, like, sticking their head and be like, you don't have to go to college. You know, yeah, we know.
Yes, we are. There are options.
Believe it or not, the break room is not saying all of your kids have to go to Princeton or you're not going to be successful.
Right. That's true.
Got it.
Yeah.
But it goes back to something you said. Like, yes, my wife was fortunate enough to go to Penn, which is an Ivy League school for medical school, right? But I don't think that my wife is... Like, you can't just be like, my kids are also going to an Ivy League school. You got to get into the Ivy League school. You have to be able to afford the Ivy League school.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the fact that she clawed her way out of that situation all the way to an Ivy League school is amazing.
I love how you're doing soul music for the 60s now. Okay. I was born in a trailer. Now I'm in Philly. Going to medical school, University of Pennsylvania. I believe.
I feel like
Ivory Hole.
Shut up. My wife's in that song, too?
No.
Hold on one sec.
No, hey, she's not in that song. Even though we are doing Motown. Yeah, I guess she could be in that song.
I feel like the way to do it, depending again on what you want to do, but like a lot of people I knew that went to the more expensive schools or the Ivy League schools, they
didn't eat food.
they went and got their bachelor's degree at like a SUNY school and then went on to do their master's at the more expensive schools, the more prestigious schools. Cause that way, like you said, now I'm ready to use those connections because I have all the education I need already.
All right. To that point. No, that's not a bad idea. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the break room Facebook page. This comes in from Sarah. Sarah says, I don't know why everybody doesn't do the 2+2 programs at MCC. You can go to an Ivy League school after 2 years of community college and save, in this case, $150,000.
But I still get the degree and it doesn't say like I did community.
No, it's wherever you graduated from.
And I think
that's a good tip.
At least this is how it used to be. Like the kids that didn't get into those higher end schools that they thought they would, they went and got really good grades at community college, which helped them get into those other schools.
Yeah, I had a buddy.
School.
That's like a 50% off coupon.
No, it really is. I had a buddy that went to MCC for 2 years and then got his degree from Cornell, and that's Ivy.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Works on the railroads now.
How's he doing?
Well, his job is to help one guy tie his shoe.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone's got a past, Tommy?
Oh, sure.
Not just what you do, but who you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because an ex that is out of control causes problems not only for you, but all the other romantic interests in your life.
Yes.
And that is something that someone is finding out the hard way just east of us. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from Wayne County.
What happened?
A 24-year-old woman has been arrested after police say she threatened her ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
In fact, this seems to be, for this woman, a reoccurring theme.
Oh, she's got some priors?
Well, authorities say there were incidents that happened on both March 9th and March 27th, and we don't have a lot of details as to what she allegedly did, but there was a threat involved with an ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
And in those incidents, she's facing charges for more than just making threats, Tommy.
Yeah.
She's also been charged with violating a court order, which means if the allegations are true, something had already happened before these incidents.
So there was an order of protection against
here.
He filed against her, I'm assuming?
He's according to the allegations.
Okay.
Yes. So she has a court date coming up.
Mm.
And
that's a full plate.
If you're this guy, probably a scary situation.
Yeah.
But what sucks harder is how this could affect his love life. Moving forward.
Oh, yeah.
Because, Tommy, I mean, everybody knows a crazy ex can wreak havoc on the relationships you have afterwards, especially if they keep showing up out of nowhere. All right. I'm going to say some things.
Good.
Tommy, I want you to step in if you think I'm wrong.
All right.
There are men, a lot of men, who will be drawn to a woman that has a crazy ex-boyfriend.
Sure. Yeah.
Feel the need to protect her.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be the knight in shining armor.
And save her.
Yeah. And even being in situations where that guy may show up or say things or do things, that may not make you run away. It could galvanize the fact that she needs you to be there.
Yeah.
Almost make her more desirable.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, do women feel that way when guys have a crazy ex-girlfriend?
Ooh, like they want to be there. Not, I don't know, because I don't know if I would have that, like, I need to protect this man feeling.
Okay.
I guess I could see you want to show that, like, you're taking his side, so you want to show that, like, he's a good guy and she's crazy, but I don't know if, like, you're getting that same, like, I have to stand in front of him and protect him kind of thing.
Okay, so it wouldn't be a protection thing. Let's wipe that out. But I guess the question is this. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When a man has a crazy ex-girlfriend that keeps showing up and a woman is dating that man, does that situation draw them closer? Or are women smarter than we are, Tommy, knowing that avoiding the whole thing is probably the best course of action?
Well, they're definitely smarter at everything. And I think it depends on how you handle that ex-wife in front of your new girlfriend.
Mm. Okay.
Or, you know what I mean?
Like ex-wife.
Like how you deal with her.
What do you mean?
Like, you can't justify her actions. Like, well, you know, but, yeah, like you got to understand. Your new woman does not want to hear that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you got to say, she's bad news.
Draw the line.
I get
in the sand.
I get how you're feeling. This is a bad person.
Okay.
If you start wavering, your new woman's going to get pissed.
But what about when things get scary? Like, for example.
Oh, it could get scary.
She shows up.
But, like, yeah, Kimmy, we don't know if this guy in the story has somebody new he's with, right? Mm-hmm. But let's say he and his new girlfriend are out. They went out to Friendly's.
Yeah.
Get a nice smiley Sunday.
Quality meal.
And they come out to the car, and all of a sudden his ex-girlfriend's standing next to the car screaming at him.
Yeah.
Kimmy, if you were in that situation, would that be enough for you to walk away from a relationship?
I don't think it's making us closer. I think it's making me question some things, maybe. Like, do I really want to be involved in this in the future, too?
Okay. Yeah, because that's not going to go away.
Exactly. I think that's when you would realize that, like, oh, this just got really real. This isn't just talk anymore.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
As I'm racking my brain, I can't think of a single guy I know that walked away from a relationship because she had a crazy ex. Like, not a single man in my life. And I've heard all the stories from all my buddies. We've all been in that situation
before.
I've never done it. I don't know anyone who's ever done it. Do you know someone who's done it?
No. Not really. Not that I could think of.
Kimmy, do you know a woman who has walked away from a man because of a crazy ex that showed up in his life?
I don't know if I'd call it walking away, but it definitely drove a wedge in between. It definitely ruined the relationship in the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, there's also this. This is going to sound stupid.
What's that?
If she's got a crazy ex-boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, part of it is he's unhinged.
Yeah.
The other part of it, like maybe in the back of my mind, is like, damn, she must be pretty good at something where he's like, keep coming back.
And okay, yeah, yeah.
It, right? Is there a little bit of like, yeah, hey, yeah. What was she doing so good that like this guy's going out of his mind?
Yeah, and
like,
crazy in the head, yeah.
A little bit like that, but she's not crazy. Yeah.
Well,
crazy.
She might be a little crazy too to keep that crazy guy around.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
She could just have like a crazy ex. I mean, well, so you assume crazy goes for crazy, like they're both crazy together?
Well, I mean, you may not know that at first. You know what I'm saying?
He brings up. Yeah. An interesting and valid question. Mm-hmm. And again, 252 WCMF, we're talking about the story out in Wayne County. A 24-year-old woman arrested after police say twice in the month of March, she threatened an ex-boyfriend. On top of that, she's facing charges for violating a court order, which means there were incidents, if the allegations are true, before this, where they already had to get a restraining mm-hmm. order, border protection or whatever. She's got a court date coming up. We're an honest show.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you automatically look at someone with a crazy ex as crazy themselves?
A little bit, yeah.
Why?
Well, I always go back to the people you know.
Okay.
And like my sister was that person. You know what I mean? Like she had, and she was, and there was a reason why she had five husbands. You know, and all these disasters. And she was also a disaster. Like she was almost like a magnet for her, you know what I mean? Like, okay. And she always played the victim, but there was a reason why she kept letting these guys in her house. You know what I mean? She kind of had it too.
But I'm thinking of some of the people I know. And that, I mean, that could be the case. Like you just become like crazy together. Like it builds.
But, yeah.
But I also know people that are like some of the nicest people in the world that are attracted to that. Like it's almost like the complete opposite of what they are.
But it's bad. I mean? But that sounds like they're attracted to something bad.
Yeah, but they themselves are. They have it together, and they're like super nice and caring and empathetic, and that's almost like why they give that person a chance.
You know, we are.
So that I wouldn't consider that person crazy. It's just they the people that they surround themselves are.
But I would have to question that person. You know what I mean? If I met somebody that was really buttoned up,
mm-hmm.
and this other person is like. In jail, drugs, booze,
okay, well,
out of control, crazy, fights. Well, that's what we're talking about.
No, here. We're talking about a situation. There's nothing that said drugs or booze or
no,
fights.
No, I'm just saying, like, what do you consider crazy?
No, I understand, but now you're going down this road where it's like, well, if you had these things up front, you should have known. There is a third situation that we are not discussing, which is the one I think everyone's thinking.
What's that?
Is that you date someone who, can't as far as you go. Know, is completely normal, yeah. And then when the relationship starts to end or the end of the relationship, you start to see a side you did not see before.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, so they don't flip until they're... You're breaking up.
Yes, yeah. And I mean, look,
they don't know how to handle it, or
but that's pretty rare. Like you didn't see a goddamn thing until then,
bro. We have buddies that we know that seem like straight up normal dudes, and a chick leaves them, and all of a sudden you're like, why are you showing up at our house at 2 a.m. yeah. and banging on the front door?
And even they would look back on it and say, yeah, it was crazy in that moment.
All right.
Like you know, it was. But just that's like, a, but that's it was just a bad part of their life.
I always look at that guy like crazy in a moment is different than the other nutty bastards that I've known.
Back it up. Look, man, if you want to. Show up at her house a couple of times, maybe holding the dead animal once. We've all been there. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, you know.
No, all right, yeah. Just from a personal standpoint. Mm. All right, so would you consider me a crazy person?
No.
Okay. So I dated this girl for a little while when I was in my late teens, early 20s.
Yeah.
And things ended. And mm. she was, as far as I knew, just straight-laced, completely normal. And one day, she showed up at my place. At 3 a.m, banging on the front door.
Oh, my God.
And it happened a couple of times. And yeah. I would never have seen this coming in a million years.
Is this when you were still living at home?
Well, so I wasn't living at home. I had gone home to my parents' house to do laundry. And
she followed you?
I don't know if she followed me, but just by the stroke of luck.
She would follow your
at
ass.
That time.
She had to have followed your
ass,
man.
Yeah, but you know you're home.
So that just came out of the blue?
Yeah, but so I was at my parents' house. Like, it was like 2 a.m. I was up just doing stuff, whatever. And my car was in the driveway, so maybe she drove by and saw it there.
Yeah.
But yeah, she banged on my parents' door at like 2 a.m. And I would have never seen this coming.
Yeah.
And there were a couple other incidents afterwards where it didn't get dangerous,
yeah.
but it was like, what the hell is happening here?
But like every time those chicks on me flipped like that, I mean,
I know.
I mean, I did something pretty heinous.
No, I'm not saying heinous. Ah, I mean, look, it wasn't the best ending, but the other mistake that I think we all make is like, look, yeah, she showed up. And it was scary. Yeah. And like, whoa.
You should walk away saying, I never want to do that again.
Well, yeah, but I did it then.
Yeah.
And that's on me.
Yep.
That is on me. All right. And maybe that's a mixed message.
Adding fuel to the fire.
No, I get it. But you're only a man. You're only a man.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
God, we're idiots.
Yeah.
I mean, I get you. You can't sit here and be like, why do you keep coming around? All right, let me ask you this then, smart guy.
Go ahead.
How long are you willing to stick it out when the crazy ex is hanging around? Because there does get to a point where you'd have to be like, okay, I can't handle this.
Yeah, I mean, if it really starts affecting your daily life, I think that's when you're going to cut bait.
Oh, so you're a sissy-ass bitch? You're going to another man dictate what you do with your woman?
Take her back.
Man. Like,
as soon as I find out you have a crazy ex, I'm probably already looking for the exits.
I don't believe you.
No, I'm serious. I had that nutty chick living with me for a month. I couldn't wait to get rid of her. She ended up going back with her ex. Okay. It was the greatest relief of getting her out of my apartment because, like, she just made life miserable.
Do you think, like, you hit an age where it clicked? Like, you know what? I shouldn't do this anymore.
It just becomes work, and there's no payoff. Like, you realize, like, this just sucks.
But again, look, it's easy to sit here as two married men with our chins in the air and our chest up. These are the mistakes you should no longer make, right?
Yeah.
But you are also forgetting, I don't care what age you are, right? Like, the path of least resistance will be taken. If they show up and they're like, and you're like, ooh.
What do you mean if who shows up?
You know, the crazy ex. I don't want to deal with it anymore. I'm sorry.
If she's got a crazy ex-boyfriend.
Yes, yes. But she cares about you and she's willing to do whatever it takes to keep you around.
Yeah, but if it's just constantly making my life miserable, like, you got to get rid of it.
Okay.
Kimmy,
I'd like to introduce you to this new guy that just showed up on the show. He's called Self Control Tommy. First time we've ever seen him in our lives.
Well, I'm very selfish. Like, if you're going to, like, ruin my life, I don't want to deal. I don't love you. You know what I mean? As soon as you make my life miserable, I'm not attracted to you.
That surprises you that he's cold like that?
No, I know he's cold.
It's not cold. It's self-preservation.
No, it's quite cold.
Love you.
No, if you make my life sucky, I don't love you.
That's not cold.
And that's not how that works. There are plenty of people who have spouses they love and they make their lives sucky. That's part of marriage.
Now, hold on, man. Like, love is not a complete guarantee. All right? It's not like, you know, this is like it. Like, if things happen, love gets reevaluated at some point if it gets bad. Because you can't live like that.
Interesting.
You don't agree?
For better, for worse, sickness, health, ride or die.
Or I'll get back to you.
252-WCMF. Let's take one call. Skyler's on CMF. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, good morning, folks. So, like you were talking yesterday about having a job where you just don't know you're going to get punched or whatever, you know? So try it. And you're talking now about exes showing up at weird places. Try owning a business where they can just walk through the door anytime they want to. It's rough, brother.
Well, Skyler, here's the thing. I assume that all tattoo artists bring in women like this involuntarily.
Well, hey, I don't know about that. We're all a little bit different. But I'm saying, you know, you're talking about how tough it is to just take a girl to friendlies. How about you're just doing your job and all of a sudden they walk through the door? You know, you ain't got to worry about that at WCMF.
No, you're right. We got a lock on the front door.
Oh, yeah. Tight security here.
I'm sure, probably because of Tommy, I'm sure. But it ain't easy, man. When you got that, you don't know who's walking through that door next, and it could be a crazy ex.
Well, Skyler, I mean, you know, if that dong wasn't so good, you wouldn't have this problem, buddy.
Amen, brother.
Skyler, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, man, the amount of, like, exes that probably hang out at tattoo studios.
Right, I mean, I wasn't off thinking that out loud.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At first glance, this is really no big deal.
Okay.
It's how the overwhelming majority of Americans use their money now.
All right.
However, the folks that may rely on this the most could have the biggest issues.
Oh.
Issues they can't fix on their own. Which means, even if this doesn't affect you, your older parents and grandparents, you may be on the hook to teach them how digital money works.
Oh, you're going to have to go set it up.
Mm-hmm.
Best case scenario.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tax day is 2 weeks away.
What?
And yesterday, Yeah, I love how you do that. Somebody just went, oh, crap! And yesterday, things got a little more complicated, or easy, depending on how you look
at it. Okay, what happened?
So the president signed an executive order eliminating paper checks for tax refund and Social Security money.
So everything goes direct deposit now.
You got it. Okay. So right off the bat, before
kind of said we were already there, but all right.
No, no, there are still people who get checks, so we'll get to that in a little checks, while. All right. Now, off the bat, you should know, before anybody panics, this will not take effect until September. So it won't impact anyone's return this year, nor their Social Security checks until September.
Right.
And most Americans won't have any problems with it. If you get your refund direct deposit, nothing changes.
Right.
However, the older set will be the generation most affected by this. For example, Tom, when it comes to just Social Security checks, there are still 500,000 physical checks mailed out by the federal government every single month.
Oh, damn.
Which, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't sound like a lot.
Yeah.
But that's 500,000 mostly elderly people.
Oh, yeah. That's the top thin line.
That Tommy will now have to learn a completely new way how to get their money, use their money in a digital world that I would assume they are not accustomed to.
Yes.
And you know whose shoulders that's going to fall.
Oh, yeah. This happened. So my parents were checking out about the time all this was starting to switch over.
The direct deposits.
Yeah, the direct deposits, how you got paid, how you got all your information. Because, like, my parents were both veterans, so they were tied in with the VA.
Okay.
So they stayed at a VA nursing home, which was right next to the hospital and all that stuff. So it was great. But they were starting to go more digital, and, like, everything was computerized. And my father and mother knew nothing. So my brother and my sister-in-law basically had to navigate all of it. All of it. And it is time consuming. And it got to the point where, you know, your parents aren't going to pay attention. You know, my mother couldn't. And my father was like, you know, you do it. You do it. You
yeah.
do it.
Yes.
I just want to know it's there. Just give me the gist. That was my big father. Just give me the gist. Where's my money?
You almost became like his secretary.
You became like his parents.
Yeah.
Like you became like they turn into little kids. And you got to do it all for them. Because, like, they also don't have much of an incentive knowing that I'm checking out of here soon. How much am I going to pay attention to this?
Well, here's the thing. But even your parents are in a unique situation because they were in a VA hospital,
right?
They weren't going to throw them out of that place. So
no.
They were fine. If you have a parent, grandparent that is living on their own, relying on Social Security.
It's tough, bro.
That incentive does not exist.
Right.
They need that money to go eat.
Right. So you're going to have to do it all for them.
All right. The phone number is 252-WBCMF, 252-9263. How do you teach the older people in your life how to use modern technology? Because there are people listening from their late 30s to their early 50s that are realizing their parents have reached a point of no technology change.
Right.
And we're not just talking direct deposit. We're talking everything.
Yeah.
And all of us will get to that no new technology point.
Yeah, it's going to pass you by.
Yeah. Right? Like the phone you have, you will want to die with.
Mm-hmm.
The way you listen to music, that'll be the way you do it forever. Don't even get me started about how I watch my TV.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, how many phone calls a month do you get from your dad about how his TV is working and not working?
I would say maybe once every 2 weeks.
Okay. And you have to walk your dad through his TV.
Yeah, his TV, computer, whatever email he's looking at and that he wants to know if it's a scam or not.
And your dad's not even that old.
No.
He's
but
my age.
But he also...
Oh, I take it back.
My dad also never had a job where he had to really use a computer other than email. You know what I mean? So it's not like he worked a job where he was on a computer all day. So he has no knowledge of anything, like Google, anything like that.
All right. On a frustration scale, 10 being the most frustrating, what is the average frustration number when you are dealing with your dad when he calls you with technology problems?
It starts out at about a 6. Usually gets up to like an 8 or 9.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're pinging at 9.
Yeah.
But you're
I'm already ready to go when that phone call comes in.
And you're not even there yet as far as your parents aging. Like your parents are very mobile and do things. Like when it starts going downhill, and I will tell you this, like with my brother taking care of my dad in Florida, you give up teaching them and you just do it.
Yeah.
Because it's not worth it. It's like the aggravation. It's so frustrating, and it takes so long to teach them. You're just going to go, screw it. I'm doing it for you. Just, it's done.
Well, to your point, like when you break down teaching someone older, why it is harder? Because like older folks, to the point about your father, have an ability to look you in the face and not listen to a single word you're saying, right? And then comes the pride issue too. they don't want you to think they're dumb. So there's points where they'll keep being like, I know, mm-hmm. when in fact, they do not know.
Yeah, right.
And the worst part is, they won't ask a single question if their pride is hurt
because they
don't want to look stupid.
The best part is when they don't, when, like, my father would, like, tell my brother, just do it. Well, I thought I was getting more money than that. Well, no, that's what you got. Well, you didn't tell me, what are all these fees for? Well, you didn't pay attention. I'm not paying all these fees. Well, you got to pay those fees. They're medical fees. The hell, they're ripping me off. I want to shop it around. You can't shop around gallbladders, man. That's the going rate of getting a gallbladder sucked out of your miserable ass.
Yeah, like even if you're doing it for them, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, an executive order signed by the president yesterday. It's going to eliminate paper checks coming from the federal government for tax returns and Social Security. It won't take effect until September.
So you got a little time.
There is time. And the overwhelming majority of Americans already get direct deposit for these two things. However, monthly, just with Social Security, the federal government still sends out almost over 500,000 paper checks. And we're talking about how to teach the older people in your life to use modern technology. How many calls a month, Tommy, do you make to your stepkids about something technological?
The house, probably every time we talk to them.
So what, you have a technology question every time you talk?
Yeah. So it was funny, like the last time the kids came over, which was just this week, my wife had this thing on her computer, this like icon thing she couldn't get rid of. And yeah, you got to get this thing out of here, man.
I love how you blame it on your wife. She asked you about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I didn't put it there, so don't look at me.
No, but you didn't know how to get rid of it either.
No, but don't drag me into it.
No, but it's just funny.
I got my own icons I got to worry about.
My wife and these icons, she couldn't figure it out, so I had to go.
I may have put it there. I don't know. Oh, the goddamn thing. Just get it the hell out of there.
You know what else is really tough? It is a tough concept, especially for somebody like my dad. The fact that most of the problems that he has questions about when it comes to technology or really anything, he wants to make a phone call. And most of the time, they want you to look it up.
Oh, you're saying like when he needs help with something.
When he needs help with something, he wants to make a phone call to that company or to that service or whatever. And most of the time, you know, they don't want you to call. They want you to, like, you know, chat with the bot first or submit your problem or look it up on the website first. Like, for instance, he flew Southwest for the first time last week. Okay. And when you fly Southwest, like, you got to check in early so you can get a good spot in line. Well, he was trying to wrap his head around the concept that you don't call the check in. You do it on, like, the app. So eventually my brother just did it for him. He's like, you can't call this. Well, why can't you call? They all have numbers. Why can't you call to check in?
Because you can't fly without having that app on your phone really anymore.
Yeah.
Because all your boarding passes on it.
Yeah, well, no, you can still get paper boarding passes.
But that's a long...
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
No, I know.
He just wants to call to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what makes him feel better about solving his problems.
Well, like, but to the point of, like, you know, with the federal government here, you know, Rochester Red Wings had their opening day yesterday. They've gone completely cashless in the stadium there. Like, I feel like the reason this switch is happening now with everything, like, you know, it's a major switch now where a lot of places are saying, like, we're not even going to deal in cash or checks anymore. Yeah. Enough old people have died where they could be like, we're not losing enough money where it's going to
probably. Well, you're right. I mean, that population's aging out, so it's just going to go away. Like, they're sending out 500,000 checks now, but that's going to dwindle pretty quick. Because I'm guessing, like, to your point, those are people that are in their minimum late 80s.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, there are some. You're also forgetting the folks that have just lived simple lives.
Well, those are Italian men that haven't moved out of their parents' house.
252-WCMF, talking about teaching old folks new technology. Let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve, how are you, brother?
Hey, guys. Hey, listen, on the other end of the spectrum, I have to brag about my mom, who just passed away 2 weeks ago.
Oh, sorry, Steve.
A year ago.
Is this the bragging?
Not in the least, Tommy. She was fantastic. So a year ago next week, she passed away. So anyway, at 92 years of age, this woman... She had Instagram accounts. She had her Facebook accounts.
She had an OnlyFans.
She was all over. She was amazing. She's all over social media with my friends and family and whatnot. If she ever had an issue with something, we would just FaceTime her. And by the time we even called her back, you know, with her issue, she already had it figured out and whatnot.
Why do you think she was so good at it, Steve?
I don't know. I mean, she was unbelievable. Anyway, the funniest thing was when we had one of the past three hurricanes here. I'm the big one that hit Fort Myers. I'm watching it at work, you know, live on the computer. I'm seeing it bearing down on Sarasota where she lived. And I could see, because we track where she is, well, she wasn't in her safe place at the hotel yet. So I FaceTime her with all the guys from work, because we FaceTimed her all the time during the day. I FaceTime her. She's sitting in the chair getting her hair done, and the freaking hurricane is like in Naples. And I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? I got to get my hair cut. I'm not going to cancel my appointment. And we're just dying laughing. And
it was funny. That's how she died. She got blown out of the hair salon.
As the waiter's here, like, you know, holding on to her like a flagpole, blowing in the wind.
No, but you know what? The funny thing? The next day, when the day after the hurricane, we call her back, FaceTime her. She's got her leaf blower out, sweeping up everything that was left of her house. I mean, her siding was gone. The roof was off. The carport and whatever. The place was a mess. But she was up there.
Shame she didn't have some kids that could help her.
Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Steve and his amazing late.
His mama dangling from the pole.
I think I would still be worried. Even I almost think like the more somebody keeps up with technology as they age, the more I would be worried, because I don't know how many connections they've formed. Or, like, I would be more worried about scams and things like that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Because, like, if you're in total control of their online presence, like, you can see for yourself if somebody's trying to, you know, get the best of them.
No, I mean, you're not wrong. But then again, I mean, look, I get your concern. Mm-hmm. But I'll be honest with you, man. I hear him talk, Steve talk about that. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You don't have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah.
Right? All right, let's take a break.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.